This is The Mountain Life. I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Welcome back, Lynn.
Thank you. Welcome back to you, too.
Chad Brackelsberg is the director of the Utah Avalanche Center, whose mission is to raise awareness about avalanche hazards, aim to keep people on top of the greatest snow on Earth, and they support daily avalanche advisories that are free to the public and also offer free and paid avalanche education courses to all user groups. Coming up soon is the 27th annual Backcountry Benefit on September 10th. Normally, one of the greatest parties of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I am always there. But now is changing to accommodate the COVID circumstances. Chad joins us by phone to tell us a little bit more. Welcome, Chad.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Lynn. It's been a long time.
Sure has.
Been too long. I think about this time last year we had you on, and we love, it's Lynn and I's favorite party of the year, and we are both sad and happy to hear that the Backcountry Benefit is still happening, but very different.
You know, it's everybody's favorite party of the year, and we're really hoping that this year with our new format, we are able to keep some of that community spirit to it. So while it is a fundraiser, and it's our largest fundraiser of the year, yeah, it's really about the community. We consider this party the kickoff to winter. So, you know, as other groups pivot to this whole virtual format, we just didn't think that worked for our community. It just doesn't retain that feeling of let's kick off winter with our ski buddies or sled buddies, whatever they may be. So, you know, we found a great format. I'm really proud of the team for what they came up with for our solution. And, you know, we're going to live stream a fun party with everything that people are used to, from the opportunity drawing, a silent auction, everything else. But then we're going to ask the community to host parties for us. So whether you're comfortable with just you and your significant other or a bigger group of 15, 16 people, we have a party that's ready for you. And hopefully the community comes together and enjoys the new format with luck for only 1 year.
Well, one of the things that I most enjoy is the food and beverages at the Backcountry Benefit. And is there a ability to enjoy those in our smaller settings?
You know, we are working with restaurants around the state. So in all areas that we have forecast, so Logan all the way down into Moab, we're working with restaurants to get some discounts so that, you know, people, if you're going to have a party for 15 of your friends, you don't have to spend all day cooking. You can actually go to the party website. There's a link to restaurants, and you can order up takeout orders and get anywhere from 10 to 20% discount while at the same time supporting some of these great local restaurants we have. For beer, you know, for 27 years, Uinta Brewing has been one of the sponsors of this party and has kept the beverages flowing all night, and they're going to do the same this year. We're pretty excited. They are brewing special beer for us for the third year in a row. And instead of just throwing it into kegs and wheeling it down to the party, they are canning it.
Wow.
And they're going to sell it at Uinta Brewing with a special UAC Backcountry Benefit logo on it. And it's pretty exciting. It's going to be a full-strength beer. And they haven't even let us taste it yet, but we hear that it is extremely good. It was referenced as a great lawn mowing beer that you can drink easily after a day out in the sun.
A great lawn mowing beer. I've not heard of that. That sounds more like a sport beer. You know, those beers where you mix it with a little lemonade, like a Rottweiler.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds more along those lines. Not like a big double IPA or anything, but
it,
you're telling
it will
me
be
it
much
is.
Lighter.
there's going to be a new trend.
Yes, yeah. Coming in at 6%, you may not want to use this one as a mixer.
Okay, so Chad, say I'm up here in Park City and I want to have a small gathering on my back porch, masks included, and we decide that we're going to pick one of the restaurants on your list. For example, which are those restaurants in Park City? And then how do I go about signing up to do a party so I can go pick up my beer? I suppose that's in Salt Lake. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so tickets are available at utahavalanchecenter.org, and we have a black bar across the top that links you right to the ticket sales page. When you get there, there's a full description of how the event works, what's included. the bigger the party, the more you get for it. So if you, our largest party that we were promoting is a, we call it the 16-person party pack. And with that, you get a UAC logoed can cooler for each of your guests. And then some great swag from Black Diamond that at the big party pack that includes a headlamp, an EVAC 7 shovel, and a Dawn Patrol 25 pack. So all of that gets mailed to you on September 3rd. So you do have to buy your party pack tickets by next Thursday at 11 p.m. so that we can get those things shipped out to you. As you said, unfortunately, this beer is only available at Uinta Brewing. So you do have to drive down to Salt Lake to pick that up. But they're actually going to have some 12-pack specials September 8th through the 10th, the week of the party. So you'll go down there, pick up some of the Backcountry Benefit beer and take advantage of some of those beer specials they're going to be having at the same time. For restaurants, we're still finalizing that list right now. In Park City, we have Maxwell's offering a discount on takeout pizza. And so right at Kimball Junction there, you can call them. You can reference the UAC Backcountry Benefit, and they will give you that discount.
That sounds like you guys have this really mapped out to include all the fine details, which is sort of what you do when it comes to safety. And so let's talk a little bit about, well, first of all, your the Know Before You Go program that typically you have, especially school children, viewing this incredible video that you have created and perfected, even to the point that it's won many awards over the years. So how are you going to go about that this year?
Yeah, the Know Before You Go program is probably our most impacted program with COVID. You know, last year, we delivered that program in person to over 8,700 Utahns. And so, you know, we're not going to be able to do that in person this year. So we actually started working in April on how we were going to adapt all of our programs to more of a virtual format. So, you know, this year we have a few different options that we're going to be offering. You know Before You Go as a whole, we've had our e-learning modules since 2018. And that is meant as what to do next after you've attended a Know Before You Go talk. But now what we're doing is we're going to release a new module as the first module of this series. So we'll have the entire Know Before You Go presentation as a self-paced online learning program that you can go to for free. It's from the kdyg.org website. And when you have the new module plus these existing five, it gives you close to 6 hours of free avalanche awareness education. So we're super excited about that. And I think even more exciting is, once again, that module is going to be narrated by Lynn herself. So she's been kind enough to do the other five, and we wanted to keep it consistent, so we're pretty happy about that.
So Chad, I'm curious, you know, Lynn and I and yourself, you know, there's been a lot of people who enjoy the backcountry, but as we saw at the end of last year, there were a ton of people where the people were getting ticketed over at Deer Valley and Park City Resort. The number of users in the backcountry just exploded. And in fact, I think you and I were chatting with someone where backcountry ski sales were through the roof. All the beacons, shovels, probes were through the roof. What are you doing in preparation for an onslaught, a continued onslaught of backcountry user use?
Yeah, I think, Pete, you kind of nailed it, that the predictions for gear sales are through the roof this year, and we are planning it to be a really busy year. You know, people are already contacting us about when we'll start classes and how do they register for a class. Some of the providers have already sold out of some of their classes in December and January, and it's only, you know, mid-August. So I think that's a sign of what's going to happen. You know, we're ramping up our education. We will continue to offer all of our on-classes, whether it's our introduction to rescue, our backcountry 101, level one, whatever those may be. We are going to add more classes. We're going to add midweek classes to avoid the amount of traffic that there's in the backcountry and in the canyon. So we're going to try to meet the users at where they are, get the most people through classes we can. The biggest change we're doing this year is we're actually adding new programs. So in light of these challenging times financially for nonprofits, the UAC sees this as our busiest year ever, and we need to continue to grow. And what we're doing is we're going to launch a Trailhead Awareness Program this year. And so we're going to set up an information table at various trailheads across the state, starting as soon as there's enough snow to where people are in the backcountry. And we're going to meet people where they're entering the backcountry, and we're just going to talk to them about, you know, avalanche rescue gear, avalanche safety, education, and just hope to reach them with that message and hope for some of these new users who maybe they don't know about the UAC, or maybe when they bought their skins, nobody told them they needed a beacon shovel probe as well. So that's one big way that we're going to reach people. Another great way that is new this year is we're really going to start working with local retail shops and help them deliver the message for us. So train their employees on how to talk to a customer about avalanche safety. So if somebody is in buying backcountry gear, we want the shop employees to be able to talk to them about, well, have you taken a class? Do you use the gear? Do you know how to practice with the gear? As well as then provide these customers with a little information pamphlet about where to get training, how to read an avalanche forecast, things like that. So we're really hoping that the community as a whole will help step up and help us with this messaging this year.
Well, these things don't add up, Chad. I'm a little confused, to be honest. The the increased number of users, the increased weekday points of contact for the UAC, and the number of, you know, probably snowmobile sales flying through the roof, and yet you don't have an in-person fundraiser, and you're probably struggling with donations. How do those two things go together? Because it's hard to do things without people and paying them. So what are you guys doing? How are you surviving? Yep.
The math doesn't work this year, unfortunately. We're in for a very challenging year at the UAC, but you know, we have a strong community of backers. We are really hoping that the backcountry benefit coming up on the 10th will be a huge success. Well, that event itself makes up over our annual revenue. So we're really hoping that the community will realize that, you know, while it might not be the 1,000-person bash that they're used to in the Black Diamond parking lot, we can do something else because we want to kick off winter and we want to support the UAC because they're the ones that are keeping us safe and keeping us alive every day that we go out. So, you know, we are just so much relying on the community, whether that's individuals through donations or the businesses who donate items for our silent auction. You know, there's dozens of businesses around Park City who help us out by donating restaurant gift certificates, product, you name it. And that's really what is going to help us this year the most. And, you know, Pete, as you said, it's a difficult year, but this is the year that you tighten the purse strings a little bit and you realize that we are needed more than ever by this community. And so we're stepping up to the challenge, and we hope that the community does the same to help support us so that we can do this.
Chad, you faded out a bit when you said the exact percentage of your budget that the fundraiser makes up. What was that? I think it's important to hear.
Yeah, this single event is over 12% of our revenue for the year. That directly goes to avalanche forecasting, education, and awareness. So whether that's for people in the Wasatch Back, the Wasatch Front, or the Uintas, or any of our other 8 regions across the state, yeah, this event really is critical to help us keep people safe in the backcountry all winter long.
I think the program that you're talking about, having the shops who are selling this backcountry gear being sort of, you know, adding into the collaboration of doing some amount of training is great. I know that as our trail usage has, you know, skyrocketed here in Park City, some of the local bike shops have also been enlisted, like by Mountain Trails Foundation, to try to provide that education. And it would be nice if you went one step further in making certain, even though it sounds a little highly, I don't know, mandated or restrictive or whatever it is, to actually, you know, have the customers sit down for a 5-minute, 10-minute presentation and say, these are the things you need to know. Because I just feel like there's so much unawareness out there about the backcountry. And, you know, KPCW does call, or you guys call into KPCW every single day. And I think that goes a long way. But for those who aren't tuning into KPCW, what a great way to reach them.
And that's one of our hopes with the Trailhead Awareness Program, is that it does give us that in-person contact with the user groups. You know, obviously we can't be everywhere, but, you know, baby steps, I guess, this year. And hopefully, you know, some of the shops listening, if they're interested in taking part, they should definitely contact the UHC, and we would love to work with them to help roll that out. You know, as well as we can work with shops to, well, we can't go to one of the shops to deliver a Know Before You Go talk this year. We have other options on how we can help deliver that message, from live streaming on their social media to a private Vimeo Live or Zoom presentation that can be interactive, to providing pre-recorded content for them. So, you know, we want to be able to provide the shops as much service as we can to help deliver that message for us as well.
Chad, I'm curious about, if you're doing the Trailhead sort of meet and greet and education and checking equipment or whatever, what are those most traveled trailheads? What are the most popular, busiest trailheads in the Wasatch?
You know, we're going to start the year at Elta, at probably the Grizzly Gulch Trailhead. That is one of the most busy trailheads early season. And, you know, that's where we really want to kick things off in October, or whenever there's enough snow that people are out. Other trailheads in the Wasatch we would look at would be like White Pine and Spruces. We'll also look at some of the busy trailheads in the Uintas, Soapstone, Noblets, some of those areas. Up in Logan, the Beaver Creek Trailhead is quite busy. And then there's some other trailheads in Moab would be Geyser Pass. So it really is going to depend on where the snow comes the most and where we see the most need. We're maintaining a lot of flexibility to evaluate this as we go during the year.
And so there's some other, you're quite busy. And I don't know where you get all the time from, Chad. Thankfully, you're probably not skiing right now, so you've got a lot of time to plan. What else is going on? I think I saw some really cool film festivals and other activities.
You know, Pete, you and I seem to share a common interest of finding 27 hours in every day. So, yeah, we have a hard time saying no for sure. But, you know, the next thing we have after our September 10th backcountry benefit is the Banff Film Festival. Each year, we have been the benefactor of the Moab Banff Film Festival, and the gentleman who has been organizing that has retired from that role, and so the UAC is taking on organizing that now. And what's really neat, I guess, is where that used to be two nights of films, 300-400 people each night, this year Banff is moving fully virtual. So tickets will go on sale starting around September 16th, but we'll have this posted on our website within the next week. And basically, you can buy your ticket. The cost is still being determined by Banff. It'll be between, I believe, $10 and $15. And when you buy the ticket from the UAC website, we get ranging from 20 to 30% of the proceeds, depending on how many tickets we sell, come back to the UAC to support us. And then you have 48 hours to watch as many of the Banff films as you want for this year. And I believe that we are the first organization in Utah that will be showing and hosting the Banff films this year. So we're pretty excited about that. And it's available statewide, so you don't have to be just a Moab user this year to take advantage of that.
What a great opportunity.
And then, you know, we will go in, as we said, October is always busy with some early season awareness. You know, for these new and existing users, the Utah Snow and Avalanche Workshop is coming up November 10th through the 12th. You know, we're doing a virtual format for that this year. So no longer do you have to dedicate an entire nice Saturday in November to avalanche education. You can come home from work and tune into the live stream event each of the three evenings. And yeah, it's a great opportunity to refresh your skills or learn new skills from some of the top avalanche professionals around the West. So we're really excited with this new format and hoping for a big reach with that.
Well, Chad, I really appreciate that. And, you know, if you're listening right now and you are thinking or do get out into the backcountry, and you've got maybe two or three friends that you do, you backcountry ski with, this would be a great schedule of events for the next, you know, 2 months. And you get together on September 10th to, you know, support the UAC, reconnect with your ski buddies, then schedule a Banff Film Festival, watch some ski films, and then support and listen in on the conference. And really just reconnecting with your ski buddies. And thank you, Chad, for providing that for me and my friends, an opportunity to connect.
Pete, thanks to both you and Lynn. I always love being on and catching up. I wish it could have been in person this year. And if anybody listening does have questions, you can contact the UAC just from our website. And, you know, we're eager to help out, and we're eager to get people involved in helping us deliver our important messaging this year.
That's UtahAvalancheCenter.org. Chad Bracklesburg is the director and a friend to KPCW and to us. And, you know, Chad, we do have a lot of plexiglass up in the studio. So I'd like to invite you back in person to maybe talk up the November 10th through 12th registration. So I think that's really important, and it will be even more convenient. I feel like people will have the opportunity to get far more avalanche education this season than others, just based on the fact that it is virtual, which is different, but it's convenient. So we'll schedule you in early November or late October. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect. And by then we'll be able to talk about the snow on the ground at the same time.
That's right. All right. Take care.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you both. Have a great morning.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows wherever you find your podcasts. You can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.